It's Monday, February 3rd, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV 37. I'm joined by Sean Reed, Chris Fitzsimmons, and Michael Drainer talking about counterfeit products. Sean Reed starts off talking about what steps integrators can take to ensure the products they're getting are the real deal.
What I've seen, I'm not going to mention any names. I worked for a large retailer some years ago who does millions of dollars in business, and they buy a lot of things gray market and repackage them and print their own warranty cards and things to hide that they're gray market and got from sideways channels. And I remember one time CEO from one of their biggest lines came in and threw a big fuss in front of everybody about, you know, you guys buying gray market, such and such. And the owner of the company just told him, I buy $10 million a year from you. You can either let me buy what I want to buy, or I'll take my business elsewhere and get it to somebody else. They throw around their weight. And so there's always going to be that opportunity for counterfeit and gray market items to get into the chain. Companies have gotten a lot better about it. But what I've seen on my end when I'm working with the integrator or project managing is that it really comes down to all the people in between. If you're working with a reputable integrator who's buying from, you know, ideally directly from the manufacturer, from our authorized reseller, and you're dealing with an end client or end user who's committed to making sure they're doing it the right way, you don't have these problems. When you get into perhaps smaller businesses who have a smaller budget, or even government situations where you have a purchaser who's just looking at the bottom line, these things can happen. But at least in my experience, I've seen it very rarely on the integration side, only in extreme circumstances. Whereas usually someone's just like, hey, I've got this number, you gotta make it fit this number. Someone higher up starts cutting those corners.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.